Bei uns geht es heute um Kinga Glick. Sie ist eine polnische Jazzmusikerin, die nach ihrem Dasein in der Familienband dann vor ein paar Jahren ihre durchaus erfolgreiche Solokarriere startete. Mittlerweile ist sie auf internationalen Touren unterwegs und über unsere geschätzten Kollegen von Lost Songs an der Stelle gerne mal um 18 Uhr einschalten, donnerstags, da laufen die immer, sind wir dann bei ihrem letzten Tourstopp in Gschwendt gelandet, wo wir auch direkt die Chance bekommen haben, sie vor dem Konzert noch zu interviewen. Und wie sie ihre Entwicklung der letzten Jahre wahrgenommen hat und wie sie überhaupt zur Musik kam, habe ich sie direkt vor Ort in ihrer Umkleidekabine gefragt.
You're playing for a really long time. Aha. Was there a specific moment or do you remember the moment you fell in love with the bass guitar?
Specific moment, I don't think I remember. I know that I always wanted to be a bass player. Like, I actually sometimes think about it because people very often ask me this question and I don't know why. I just loved bass sound. Like when I was a little girl, apparently I was pretending to play the bass when I was dancing to music. And I asked my dad once, being like, I want to play bass. And he was quite surprised, being like, really? Do you? And it's like, yeah, I just love this sound. I want this instrument. Yeah.
You grew up in a family with musicians.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a moment you knew you wanted to make music to your career, or was there no other option?
I think I followed the path kind of, and I started to play when I was 12 in family band. So I think because we were performing and recording, I started to also compose my things. And my dad was encouraging me a lot to being like, if you have ideas, like record things and do it and don't overthink if it's good enough or if people will like it or not, just do it. Just to have memory and just to take steps forward. So I think he encouraged me a lot and I just followed it. And I think it was a good challenge for me.
From your family band to mm-hmm. international stages,
uh-huh.
it's a way. What has been the most exciting part about this path?
I think that it's never ending story, and that there is never something that repeat exactly the same way, and that it's not easy. Even I think when maybe it seems easy because it seems super fun, it's actually very good and challenging process for me to be with music, because you have to be very consistent and creative and not give up when it's not being on the stage. I think behind the stage there is so many things that is happening that I like, that it helps me to become better human actually, because it disciplines me. In a way.
Sounds beautiful. But are there also challenges that are connected to your job?
Many. Many, I would say, I think in general I want to perceive it as a very positive job, because I think I feel lucky that we can connect with people and I can travel a lot and see places. I think it's hard in general in every work to be consistent and to believe and improve in what we do and stay authentic in your mindset. Also, I don't know, I have to work on believing in myself and how I want to continue what I do.
From all the years of music, what's been the biggest lesson you've learned from it?
These are deep questions. The biggest, I think it's good to stay consistent and calm, you know? Not think that you will jump so far and that you will be somewhere. I think it's good to take little steps, even if they are not visible. Because sometimes we start to be discouraged because you see it's not working, or I don't make improvement, or how many years still I have to do this to be there. It's actually not so quickly visible. So I recently read a nice thing that music is not a sprint, it's a marathon that we have to just consistently do, you know, which is not easy sometimes.
Are you still nervous before going on stage?
I am nervous. I start to have different attitude in general. I think nerves are destroying our bodies. So I try to think about it differently. And also I think, as I said, the more I relax, the more I am relaxed, the more I can connect with the audience and give them the feeling that they can just be there. So for sure, I cannot avoid this feeling that you're like nervous because you go in front of people. But I think I try to have healthier attitude to that. It depends what projects I play, but I think it would be good to be quite calm, actually.
Do you have any like preparation mentally or any advice for others what to do?
Yeah, I think it's good to remember that we don't have to prove anything. Because I think when you go on the stage and you try to prove that you are the best or that you can do this or that, it destroys the joy. So it's good to just play the best you can. And then you go home and practice, but don't try to be better than you are, because you are good enough for this moment and tomorrow you will be better than today.
And how often you've been on tour? You recorded pretty much many albums. So.
Yeah. Since I'm 12, I would say. This is my life, yeah. I remember, actually, when COVID happened, it was the first time in my life that I had to be at home for a longer time. And I realized, like, I've never been actually at home for such a long time, not being outside and traveling and playing concerts. I started playing mostly in Poland and then more abroad.
So you started with small concerts?
Very small, even for one person, which is important to experience. And my dad always was telling me and my brother, because we were playing as a family band, and he was saying, like, no matter if you play for one person or for 1,000 people, you always have to just give everything you have for, even if it's one person. So I really remember the performing for this man who was like, yay! Yeah.
So it's gotten a little bit bigger. Is there any show so far from the tour now that is stuck in your mind or is special to you?
Very. I think, I don't know if you've been in Brazil. If you have never, I think everybody should go there. For me, I've been there the first time this year, and musically and rhythmically, I think it's just beautiful country, and I hope I will be back there. So we played at Rio das Ostras. There is a big festival, and the first night we played at the very big stage, which is nice. But when you have the audience very far, you cannot connect with them. So the second time we played, actually in the midday, it was around 12, and I was like, how people will come here? And they were actually super close to the stage. And I think I will remember this as one of my favorite experiences, being in Brazil, midday, having people happy in there, yeah.
And I can imagine being on tour is a little bit stressful and maybe hectic. Is there anything you do before a show to prepare, like a ritual or something? Maybe with your team?
My team, that's a good question. My ritual, I think very often I try to actually remember for what I do, because I think we can get so stressed about job and doing things properly and being like good at it. So I think at this moment I just try to fully enjoy the moments I have. Sometimes I try to physically warm up, because I think for now I don't struggle physically, but probably in 10 years I'll be like, why, I've never warmed up before and now I have so much pain. So I think this is important, and I like to actually have my own space for like 10 minutes and focus and then go on the stage for sure.
And do you prefer to play like small concerts or big concerts?
I think it's very different experience. Mm-hmm. I love to play small places. I think in the first place, when there is a good acoustic, when I know that people can receive the music, I love that. And I love when people stand, because they don't feel stuck in the chair, so they can give me the energy back. So I think this is my favorite thing, to be in the like small club when it's super warm and like people have beers and they are happy and like they actually give, like we all create a team at the moment. And playing big shows is also very like special, when you enter the stage and there are thousands of people and you think like, whoa, they actually listen to what is happening. But yeah, having like family vibe is great.
So it does depend on the audience?
Always. Very. The last night, actually, when we were playing in a concert, I was thinking, this is so important for me to feel the audience and, like, receive the energy. Because I think when they sit there and I speak to them and I cannot reach them, then I'm afraid, being like, oh, no, I don't know how to do it. And then I have to relax, also be like, we all will be different and every place will give me different energy, for sure.
So you've played in a lot of cities. Is there any city you haven't played yet, which you like to do?
Yeah, I want to play in Chile. Because I think I recently asked some people on social media, where do they want me and my team come? And some people were writing like Chile, 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 and I was like, this would be cool to go to Chile. I've never been. So it stays in my head that maybe one day. And Mexico. Mexico apparently is beautiful.
And I also want to talk about your music or album you did. Mm-hmm. It's called Real Life. Why did you choose the name Real Life?
That's a long story. I will try to say it shortly. So for me, speaking shortly, the life that we live in is a combination of life that is real and not real. And the not real for me is very connected also to social media, and that whatever we see there, we start to compare ourselves to other people, thinking that their career or life is much better than mine. And most things that we share or see is good and successful, so you start to think that the struggling is not existing. And it's also connected to a different topic, but it would take me so much long to speak about it. But the main point is that I think it's good to keep thinking and keep being in real life, so connecting with people. And I don't want to say that I don't like social media, because I really need them for my work, but I think it's very good to be distanced and remember that it's not necessary the truth of life, what we see there.
And maybe to keep it even shorter, if there was one word to describe the album, what would it be?
One word, not two words. If it would be two words,
okay.
it would be actually real life. And I think change. Because for me, it's, yeah, I would say with this album, many things changed in my life and also in my musical path, for sure.
In which way?
Team changed a bit. I started to be more responsible for myself, and I had for the first time like work with a producer who is a bass player from Snarky Puppy, and I think for me it was nice to create an album with someone, like sitting in one room and trying to compose things, because my musical path is quite lonely. Usually I just sit in my room and compose things and then I try to put it together. And this time it was nice that I wasn't alone. So it was a nice change.
And where does the inspiration come from for your album?
I think for this one it was actually a process, and some songs or ideas were already like few years ago. And then some songs I composed like for this album specifically. But I think the more we experience life, the more we have things to play about. Because for me, music is a story that we say through notes.
Do you have a favorite song?
On the album?
Yes.
I do. I would say Island is my favorite song for now. Sometimes it changes. It depends what mood I have. But Island is my favorite, I think.
Okay. And how does the current album differ from the other ones?
The previous album with a red cover, Feelings, is a more produced album, very funky, but I would say there is less, it's planned, it's more planned, like we created certain themes, and also when we were performing this album we used loops, so in monitors we had like click and loops, and this album is more real, like live music where we can play more openly, and it's, yeah, live music.
You said you want the audience to just have a feeling of being there. Are there any other messages or feeling you want your listeners to take from your concerts?
I would want people to experience deep things, you know. I think whatever they experience, if there is something beside noise, it's great. Because I think for me music is much more than sound, and I want to treat it this way. Even if people have fun, if there is something beside that, it's great, because then you remember it being like, well, this was actually, it was fun, but it was something special. So even if I would record like funky pop dancey music, I think I would still want it to be something special, because you create something that people are like, wow, that was nice. It's a still process of finding a way of doing it, for sure.
And if you're looking in the future, are there any new instruments or styles you'd like to try out?
Yeah, techno. Honestly, I've never actually explored so much in a like techno clubs or whatever. And I recently went to one techno club, and it was funny because this was my first time I entered, and I was like, I have to go home. Like, I'm not able to be here. And my friend, she's like, no, come on, like, chill, like, give it a chance. I was like, I cannot be here. It's like, it's not my style of music. I cannot enjoy. And then I stayed, and I was like, I find it cool. It's like, it's a trance kind of, you have to find another way of enjoying it. So I think, I don't know, I want to be open for, like, I love classical music. I love, yeah, funky and techno even. I think I'm trying to be so open to find a way to appreciate even something that is weird for me for the first, like, touch with it. So who knows what I will do.
Another future vision. Is there any musician out there in the world you really like to work with?
And I did already, or I would want to? I would want to. I think actually quite a big dream happened already, that I could work with Michael League for this Real Life album. I think I wouldn't dream about it. So for me, have bigger dreams than that. I think in general, I look for people that have the same vision. And even if I musically would appreciate some people, I think I would, if I meet them, we need to have the same energy, because maybe they have different goals in life, and then it's hard to create things together. So I think it's important to have these two things connected, music and your idea for what is important in life.
Could you imagine to ever branch out of music into another art form like filming or writing, or maybe connecting it with the music?
I would want it. I think I would have to have a lot of space in my head, and I want it. But I think sometimes I spend too little time actually sitting with a piece of paper and writing thoughts down, you know? And I think because everything is so fast in life, sometimes we don't have time to actually peacefully be creative. And I think going to the previous question you asked about encouraging people or young people to not necessarily follow the trends, because I think when we follow it's good to do trends because it works, but I think sometimes like you could be so creative and you don't even know it because you don't open your head enough because you follow what is cool, but maybe your idea would be even cooler, but you don't know this because we are so fast being like, oh, this is cool, this is how we play, this is how we do this, 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 and that. So I think I still want to be more like, now I want to open my head.